This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
We continue our conversation today with
Jamie McMahon. I'm the Economic Development Director for Yancey County.
So as far as manufacturing, I guess the big manufacturers have managed to pretty much keep going, haven't they?
They have, yeah. All of our large manufacturing firms here in Yancey County were designated as essential industry.
Yeah.
As far as the governor's order goes, and they continue to remain in operation, certainly with a thought toward the safety of their employees. Our employers here are A number one when it comes to looking after the safety of their folks, and this is a situation that's no different. They're really looking out to be sure that the environment that their workers are working in is safe as it can be made, as they continue to do the work that they need to do. If you look at a cross-section of our employment, about manufacturing is the largest sector that we have, about 13 or 14% of our people work in manufacturing, so having them continue to operate certainly provides some buoyancy as we deal with this situation. And on the other end of the spectrum, for those employees who have been laid off, certainly this is a trying time for them. I know similar situation there. Folks who are trying to get in touch with the people that they need to get in touch with to make their unemployment claims, I know that's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Certainly because of just the technological limits of so many people trying to access the system at the same time. One of the things that we've been proactive, or hope we're being proactive to do to assist those folks and people who are really most vulnerable in our community, because, you know, economic development really encompasses a lot of community development, I think, in a small area.
It does.
And that's both looking after our large employers and companies and their successes. We want them to do well, but we also want to be sure that the folks who are disadvantaged right now most and most vulnerable in this crisis have some way of receiving assistance. We gathered a group of folks together a couple of weeks ago to talk through what would be the best way to put a fund together to really try to deploy some assistance out there to, principally to our nonprofits. You have some great nonprofits here in Yancey County who are doing work to assist the most vulnerable in our population with food needs, clothing, recently trying to assist our healthcare community and accessing personal protective equipment and other medical equipment that's in scarce supply now. You have a lot of folks who are doing great work in those nonprofits, and we wanted to find some way to support them and allow folks who are looking to contribute and help at this time an opportunity to do that. So we set up what we call the Yancey County COVID Response Fund. It's administered through an organization called the Yancey Advancement Foundation. The Yancey Advancement Foundation is a 501c3 that's affiliated with the Economic Development Commission.
Oh, okay.
So we set it up specifically for reasons such as this. That fund, 100% of the money that's contributed to it, will be spent to support our existing nonprofits who are addressing the impacts of the COVID crisis in our community head on. For folks out there who are interested in contributing, you can do it online very easily. Go to yanceycountync.gov. There's a donate button. Click on it and give us all the money you feel inclined to share with us.
Just keep on shoveling.
Keep on shoveling. Because certainly we've had a great response so far, and it's going to take a lot of financial resources to deal with this issue as well. We look to roll out our first grants from that program this week. My board met yesterday evening and approved the grant application process for that fund, and we'll be putting the application up for those nonprofits out there who are interested in applying. You'll find the application at the same place. You go to yanceycountync.gov and can access the application there.
They just need to make that their homepage.
You should make it the homepage, yeah, exactly. Really, because you also find updates on the COVID crisis there and how we're managing that here at the Yancey County government website as well. So we look forward to making grants from that fund starting in the next couple of weeks, as soon as we start getting applications in, review those, because we know that a lot of nonprofits are having a heavy lift continuing the work that they do. I know we've heard from several of them saying that the demand for the services that they offer really has just increased exponentially.
Yeah, and, I'm sure.
We don't know when the end of this crisis is in sight. We hope sooner rather than later, but you have to be prepared for it to be a protracted situation, and certainly we want to be able to assist those organizations as they help our people.
Well, that's good that you're willing to do that, because there are some nonprofits out there doing some yeoman labor right now.
It's true.
Seriously,
yeah.
They're doing a lot of good, and folks need them, so it's good that you can do
right.
that. Again, for information on all of this, whether it be your part of it with businesses or the nonprofits, just go to that website.
Exactly, yep.
or call you in the middle of the night and you won't answer the phone, but just call.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I'm a night owl.
You'll be all right.
You'll catch me late. You just give me a call. But yeah, again, you know, 828-682-7722. Give me a call. Access any of this information on the Yancey County government website, yanceycountync.gov. COVID resources there, business resources. We put out a series of press releases with links to all these various programs in them. You'll find those there on the web page as well for businesses who are interested to know where do I apply for a bridge loan or how do I apply for SBA assistance. Those resources are all there as well.
Well, good. It's good to talk to you, and I look forward to talking to you some more.
Absolutely.
Again soon.
Good to chat with you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thank you to Yancey County Economic Development Director Jamie McMahon for talking with us both yesterday and today. I'd like to remind you, if you didn't get to hear yesterday's program, or if you'd like to hear both programs again, or maybe you have a friend that might like to check them out that didn't get to hear them on the radio, remember they're available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. Again, thank you to Jamie McMahon for talking with us yesterday and today, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.